The Sonata 7, and that was Busta Rhymes featuring Linkin Park with... I don't know that song. I don't know that song.
Boo. He's doing as badly as you are in Monopoly.
Oh, damn straight. Wait. And that was We Made It. There we go.
Thank you.
Oh, God, I wish I knew the song structure. I had one disc.
Speaking of Monopoly, in case you just joined us, we are playing Monopoly. We are the... I don't even know what our name is. Colin hasn't really specified what our name is. Midnight.
The Midnight.
Dudes.
Sinners. There you go.
Sinners, oh, yeah. Right.
Midnight Dudes and Dudettes.
At Sin FM. It's a clever play on words. We are playing Monopoly in the studio. And so far, who's leading?
Al has the most property.
Al has the most property.
Update on Colin's chance card. He was elected chairman of the board and paid both me and Brendan $50.
It's rigged.
Yeah, we rigged the dice.
Does the chairman of the board in real life actually have to pay people?
I think the idea is that to win chairman of the board, you'd bribed people.
Clever.
So it's like it's a clever social commentary on business and other things.
They really thought this through, Monopoly.
Yeah. I swear, this is completely different to Junior Monopoly.
Yeah? So it's a lot harder, isn't it, Colin?
It actually is.
It's a step up.
Yeah.
Like, rent site only with one house, two houses, three houses, four houses, hotel.
But there are no houses in Junior Monopoly.
There are houses, but you just simply bought it and sold it, and you kicked the other one off. Done.
That's why you're losing.
I'm playing it like that. Anyway, yes. Yes.
I purchased, I can't pronounce it, Marylebone? Whatever.
Anyone living in Marylebone can SMS in.
I was there in London and I took a photo. I actually went round.
Did you do a Monopoly tour?
I did a Monopoly tour.
That's very interesting. All right.
That was going to be a topic.
All right, fine. Colin said no.
London was absolutely boring. The stories about London was boring. I'm more interested into your China sexcapades.
All right, later
and on. And we will talk about that later.
Later.
Internet reality.
It's too early at the moment. Internet.
And reality.
And reality. What are we talking about, Colin?
Talking about whether you can actually sustain relationships on the internet. And whether that's sad. And games.
There used to be some toucan thing or something that you could... Oh, it was like a gorilla thing that would go onto your desktop and it would talk to you. I reckon you could sustain a pretty good relationship with him. He was actually like a front for like some advertising company or something. But people kept on sending you things like, download, I don't know, he had some name. Does anyone else recall this?
No.
Is this just me?
I'm afraid
anyway.
Not. I would like to have, though. It sounds
good. Well, he talked to you and stuff and told you about like hot sites on the net. And not hot sites.
Good.
He wasn't that kind of monkey. Yeah.
He was a clean monkey.
Those reports... Go on.
I think Colin's actually referring to maintaining relationships with other people on the internet.
Not necessarily.
Not monkey applications.
Not necessarily. There are people from China and Korea.
Microsoft Word.
There are people from China and Korea where they killed themselves or dropped off, their apartment blocks and just to be their World of Warcraft heroes.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah, they actually killed themselves. And, the Koreans, they spent 3 days without eating and just playing WoW. I mean, World of Warcraft. I'm not saying WoW because people think they're a narc. But World of Warcraft, and then they just died, perished.
Wow.
Yep.
Like, wow. Right.
That is, a pun.
That's not great, and we don't recommend doing that, and we hope that none of our listeners are doing that at the moment. Although, I'm not too sure how many people out there are playing games.
I'm not sure you need to be eating at 3 o'clock in the morning. If you're awake, maybe go to bed. Do you really need to be listening to us?
It is an enthralling game of Monopoly.
Yeah, you'll have to wait till we finish our game of Monopoly, then go to bed.
So, if not, you can just let this humming voice of Al and Brendan and myself put you to sleep.
Mm-hmm. We can make soothing noises.
Ocean noises.
Slightly illegal.
Oh! And while you're asleep, we'll just try and brainwash you. I think we tried that before, didn't we?
We're being sidetracked. We're talking about internet and maintaining relationships over the internet. Have you done it before?
You can't sustain relationships. There's all this fraud and people pretending to be other people. And believe me, that's happened
before. Not necessarily.
Some people from Turkey befriended me on MSN.
Why, they get your credit card number?
No. They're Eric from Turkey. I'm giving away too much. If you know an Eric in Turkey, please don't tell him I've just told everyone about his secrets.
Boiled.
Yeah, I had some Turkish dudes add me onto MSN. I think they had one too many underscores in their Hotmail address. Ooh. They thought I was some hot Turkish lady. And I talk to them occasionally. It's a bit hard with the language barrier, but yeah.
That's a fair point. You know it's suspect when there are too many underscores in the email.
Oh, there could be a little girl. A lot of little girls have their underscores. I think they do.
They're yeah? Like... You're friends with many little girls? Oh, you call
friends or...
Friends?
Maintaining internet. Never mind. I'm sorry. That track.
That's great. That's great.
But no, if I don't know, should we see if anyone out there wants to SMS in or are we opening up the phone lines or something like that, Colin? Right. We haven't discussed this before.
Yeah, and just did live on air. That's yeah, I did. Great. If you do want to text us, you can text us in
0427 SMS.
Have you found love on the internet?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. If you have found love on the internet,
yeah, we would like to know.
Yeah,
MySpace.
We can mask your voice.
We have. Did you see anyone's sweet MySpace page and instantly fall in love?
Yeah. No.
They had a good quiz answer.
Or if you have Facebook or MySpace stalker stories, we'd like to hear from that as well.
Anything,
so you can text us in at 0427-767-767 or if you're cheap, sin.org.au/listen for a web SMS. And we might...
Tell us your stories.
Yeah. That'll be interesting.
We're short of material.
All right, you're listening to Sin 907.
Short of good material.
This is Midnight Sinning. Damn it.
It doesn't matter.
Either or.
I'll just say to Graveyard Crew, good night.
No, we're not changing our name.
And that was T-Shirt Weather by The Lucksmiths, a nice band out of Melbourne who are very cheap if you would ever like to see them live.
You turned English, sort of, all of a sudden.
I don't know, just different.
Fair enough. Cool, when you announce things. Yeah. Beautiful.
It's my thing.
Colin. Is the mandate dead?
The what?
The mandate. Mandate?
Yep.
Yep. Not mandate as in law, mandate as in... Man going out with
man
another
hyphen
man.
Date?
Yeah, man hyphen date. Where men go out together.
Well, how are we defining mandate?
It's a 1-on-1 mandate. 1-on-1 between two guys. Let's say Brendan and Al went out on a went out of the town. Went to a nice fine dining restaurant.
Movie? Just going to a movie with a friend count as a mandate?
Movie?
No, no, no. I think there needs to be a meal. It should be a meal.
Fish and chips.
Yeah. Well, not fish and chips. Oh, if you want it to be relatively.
Fish and chips
romantic.
Isn't like. I don't think that. It's mandate because it's just like lunch. Because it's so casual.
Yeah.
But no, a mandate would be if you went out for a three-course meal.
What about if we have fish and chips and then buy a mud cake from Safeway?
That's not classy at all.
Yeah, but it's two courses.
No, I mean, it's got to be classy. It's got to be set meals. But, no, what I want to ask is, does it have to be deep and meaningful for it to be a mandate?
Oh, I would say that it would probably clarify it more if you actually did talk about DNMs.
But then you're not really a man, are you? Talking about your feelings.
Don't embarrass me.
No, but
let's talk about sports.
Sports.
Cars.
Is that that's more of a man.
Fishing. Well, not fishing.
Fair enough.
Sports and cars. I don't want to talk about my feelings. I'm a man.
Anyway, no, I bring this up because the other day at work, during our lunch break, this is a new guy who works at the counter's around the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, you know what? Let's go out for lunch. And one of the other girls goes, it's a mandate. And that's true. Right. It's a mandate. I invented that word and she heard it and she repeated it. And then, I did invent that word. No one's...
You invented what?
I invented
who's
word.
The first mandate. Person to ever use the term mandate, apparently.
Yep.
Heard it here first, sinners. Despite him probably being younger than the term.
Yeah. And then I went out with another mate and went out for another mandate. So, really, is it queer? That's a real question.
See, you're putting me in a tough position. It depends on the context. I get to insult you here, or do I have to be morally correct?
See, no, but I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Well,
because I go with tons of, like, I go one-on-one. Dates, that's with quotation marks there, dates.
He's doing the Dr. Evil hold up the two fingers to make some talking marks.
Thank you.
As they're colloquially known.
Colin, it's not a visual medium, radios.
Thanks. Well, thanks for repeating that. Cheers.
So we should have a paper scissors rock contest. I just beat Colin in a paper scissors rock contest because he refused to partake.
Default.
That's right.
Mandates.
Have you been on a mandate?
Depends. As again, I wouldn't define it as. In my opinion, it would be a deep and meaningful discussion.
And because you're a man, you've never had a deep and meaningful discussion with another man.
No. Never.
Talked about sports.
No.
Good.
I've never said anything remotely emotional to you in my life.
Yeah, good.
Well, what about, you say something, you went out with Evan or something? One of you guys said you went out on a mandate with Evan.
I went on a mandate with a person from school.
But hold on, this is fine.
We're not going to name names.
Look, hold on, Evan is...
It wasn't Evan, though.
What?
No.
Because then I was going to make a whole redhead joke because you're a redhead and he's a redhead.
It wasn't Evan. I'm sorry. It was
down, I guess.
Initials of CS. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I know.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be so embarrassed if he hears.
Well, I think he's listening to
one. Doubtful. Mm-hmm. Basically, his parents have I'm not quite sure how it works, but they've got a subscription to the theatre, and they were unable to go. So I received a message from this man requesting to go to the theatre with me, and I thought, well, I'm not a huge fan of the theatre, but not doing anything else, and it is SWATFAC, so I'd rather go out than study. And so we went out, met at Flinders Street Station, went for a meal, and then went to the theatre. And as I was leaving the house, my mum did comment that as we were going to the theatre together, people would assume that we were a gay couple. And as when on my mandate, I discussed this with my friend, and he said his mother had said the same thing. Anyway,
a mandate. That's like true to the definition of a mandate.
But we didn't talk about deep and meaningful things.
You did go to the theatre.
But we didn't just... did we discuss the theatre? Probably not a huge amount. More sports.
Was it more of an opera? Was it an opera or was it actually the theatre, like Wicked or something like that?
It wasn't a musical. It was some... Oh, actually, it had a bit... No, it was some weird movie thing. It was all right.
You didn't discuss it at all. Like, oh, I thought that chick's, you know, octave was a little bit... just a tad out of whack. I mean, like, her pitch.
Well, there was no singing, so... there was a tiny bit. No, we didn't discuss the octave. Theatre.
Doesn't have singing. That's right.
Doesn't have to be a musical theatre.
Sorry, when I think of the two, I think it's the same thing.
Because of your love of Greece. Presumably.
I love Greece. Everyone loves the young Olivia Newton-John and young John Travolta. Probably before he got, you know.
Mandate with John Travolta. I'd take that. Yep.
You heard it here first.
Also on Zin.
Colin is giving us the hurry along.
No, I'm giving you the hurry along. I think that's a stall.
Oh, that's a stall. And so I says to Mabel, I says...
what did you says?
I says...
We're prepared for that, were you?
These are the most delightful strawberry muffins I have ever had. And she said, why, thank you. Anyway,
I could go some strawberry muffins. What? Strawberry muffins? Do they make strawberries?
Actually, no. I would like to talk about how awesome berries are.
In general.
It's not berry picking season, but I have become quite excited in recent times at the prospect of berry picking in the near future. I've looked, there's a website which tells you what time fruits are in season, and apparently only sucky mandarins are in season at the moment. So I am going to go mandarin picking soon. But in the summer, you can totally pick like raspberries and stuff. Yeah. Does this not excite anyone else?
I'm cutting you off. That was Getaway Plan with Where the City Meets the Sea, a great Melbourne band again from Sandringham, I believe.
Oh,
you're listening to Sitting Down on a 7 with Brendan Collin and Alice Graveyard Shift.
It sure is.
Damn straight.
Confirmed.
Pornography are up. I got to cast you to this. Recently, there's been the whole Bill Henson about the naked portrait of the 13-year-old. And recently, that girl who was, I reckon, brainwashed by her parents. That's personal opinion. Personal opinion.
Brainwashed.
Brainwashed by her parents to say all that stuff at the actual, conference. Look at the father. Who wears a bow tie and a bright yellow shirt?
A dude.
He's
going to
be a nutter. Personal opinion has to be a nutter. Personal opinion. The same as, you know.
Controversial. Darren Hitch.
Yeah, no, I better be careful of that. Personal opinion.
Fair enough. All right. That's his personal opinion. We all know what Colin feels right now. Anyway, what's the question?
Pornography or art?
Personally, pornography. sorry, a misunderstanding. art's good too.
It's all right.
Being in an industry where the question, like, I'm in advertising, or studying it anyway, but you got to choose whether it's one way or another, whether it's art or whether it's art or, you know,
There is a fine line.
There's a fine line.
At the moment. That's where.
That we're going through, that Melbourne, Sydney, and all the artistic cities are going through, whether it's pornography or not.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that it is actually art, and not so much
you're
pornography.
You're talking about Bill Henson?
Yeah.
Mona Lisa?
Yeah, well, we'll have some Bill Henson anyway.
Pornography?
Mona Lisa, that's, well...
Definition of pornography is it just has to arouse you.
Oh, actually, no, he's got a point. So hold on, what about a Campbell's soup picture?
what about
people who have that objective?
It depends on my mood. As to whether it's pornographic or not. As to whether it arouses me or not.
Does it?
Do I enjoy soup that day? Have I had a lot of soup the day before?
Does it give a rise in you?
Oh.
A bit of morning glory? It could
contain certain chemicals that cause the reaction. You never know.
It could be a aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
Ooh. Just like chocolate.
Good use of aphrodisiac.
Thanks. Very good. Word of the day.
So the question is,
okay.
You know, pornography, is it yay or nay?
No, that's not the question, Colin.
Well, what's the question?
Kid Nation, pornography or art?
Yes, because pedophiles will probably get a good... That's right, pedophiles will probably get a good kick out of that.
I'm just including the Kid Nation reference. As a shout-out to Eddington, who is a big Kid Nation fan and part of our core demographic, probably makes up about 10% of our listeners. So,
so what's 10% of zero?
Well, 10% of 10 is 1.
So 0.
I'm hoping we've got 10.
If you have 10, if there are 10 people out there, just send us a text, would you? So just to make
sure. If there are 10 people listening in the one place.
That's right.
Yeah.
0427-767-767. So if you could, you know, for rating purposes, because, you know, since a community station, we don't have much funding. We just like to know.
We still haven't gone over the issue of pornography or art, though, right?
I personally think that it's art, not pornography.
Do you prefer art?
I prefer art. But that kind of...
It depends on how I'm feeling.
This is the wrong angle.
Well, you know, then look home, but to an extent, if it gets a rise out of you, if it's a guy, then yes, you're a sick pervert. Mm. Personal opinion. Mm-hmm. And yes, you should probably be incarcerated for life.
Okay.
That's right. Damn straight.
Okay. Agreed.
Well, we could do some... just quick. What else?
We can do a quick poll.
Can we?
We can.
Yeah. Are we calling Kid Nation or?
I don't have a Kid Nation. It's got nothing to do with Kid Nation.
Who is it, pornography or art?
So what? You want a poll to be about whether Kid Nation is pornography or art?
I just want to make sure people think. Brendan has vetoed this.
If you mean art in the sense that it's a really poor reality TV show and somehow.
Well, I'm basically just hoping that by reducing it to a choice between pornography and art, and the fact that it. To most people, probably isn't pornography. I'll manage to get Kid Nation defined as art.
Okay. Mm. It is not art. It's a horrible
art. You find it pornographic and arousing.
No, I do not.
Oh, dear. You've just dug yourself into a big hole.
Oh, damn straight.
Okay. You may choose the poll question.
All right, just sit back and cry.
Okay, is Kid Nation pornography?
No!
No. His plan's already been foiled. He's just told people what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
Well, what about... there was a suggestion of Weet-Bix. We'll go with Weet-Bix. Is Weet-Bix pornographic or artistic? Vote now.
That is the worst.
Think about it.
Okay, if you do want to waste your money on that text, if...
you can do it for free online.
That's right, if you're cheapsin.org.au/listen.
Weet-Bix, pornography or art?
Okay, that's your poll. Text us at 0427-767-767. Right now, Drewy with Artie by the Kaiser Chiefs here in Sin 907. It's a little bit of...